The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Cheryl Brady encourages us all not to overlook the seemingly small moments when God shows up in our lives.
And all of a sudden, I found myself just kind of exploding on God. And I was like, instead of praying by faith, I was praying more like, okay, God, and you know, this is what I need. I don't even know if you're going to do it, but I'm going to ask anyway. I almost felt like me and God were not on speaking terms.
Thank all of you. I have a little bandage on my hand. I'm James Robinson with the bandage on my hand. This is Betty. I had a little surgery for lack of feeling. They call it carpal tunnel. Can't imagine, I guess, when you're 76 and you're holding stuff or talking on the phone. Betty's just talking on the phone. But I had to have this, and so just know that we'll be okay. And do thank you for your prayers. Don't miss the moment. Cheryl wrote this book, Cheryl Brady, and I'm really anxious for you to hear and for all of us to hear what God has really revealed to her that I think is important to all of us. Would you welcome Cheryl Brady back to life today? Mm-hmm. She's been here before. Would you welcome Cheryl?
Hi, Cheryl. Hi.
I want us to cover some ground because I feel like I think you've touched something. You know, if Jesus says, consider the birds, it's pretty easy to overlook them, mm-hmm. unless you consider them. You could consider them insignificant, except for the significance of the one who said, consider them.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What I have found, and I'm anxious to hear your take, is that we can see God in all of His creation if we'll just look and even look for Him. And it seems to me that you're saying, when you talk about the moment, you may be looking at something that seems insignificant, but it actually becomes extraordinary, not even ordinary, extraordinary.
Right.
Explain to us.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on your show. You've ministered to me for so many years from afar, and I so appreciate the price you've paid in the kingdom to be who you are.
Well, thank you.
I totally hear what you're saying about the sparrow. I think it's so, and one of the reasons I wrote the book was because I feel like a moment is one of the most undervalued and underestimated things, especially in this generation. People, they rip through moments, and they're such a fast pace that if we're not careful, a moment is small enough to be missed, but it's large enough to change our lives forever. Mm-hmm. And so one of the reasons I wrote the book was because I wanted people to understand that we might just need to slow down because we could be missing God on so many levels. And I think it's imperative that we do slow down. And a lot of people look for the grand moments, mm-hmm. as opposed to the God moments. Now, all God moments can be grand. But at the same time, if we're only looking for grand moments in our life, we're going to miss God moments. And so I just talked about how we can find God in the many different aspects of our life. I really found a destiny and a purpose for God in my life many years ago. I had no idea that God had touched me, that He had called me to preach. I lived with the preacher in me for 32 years that I never knew was there. If you ask who is Cheryl Brady today, I'm going to tell you she's a worshiper, and I'm going to tell you she loves God. She's a wife of 43 years. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. But I would have never in my wildest imagination told you that there was a preacher in me. But all of a sudden, one day, I heard this preacher preaching, and it was as if the voice of God in him woke up the voice of God in me on a whole new level. Mm. And all of a sudden I realized that God had called me to preach. And I wondered, where would I have been if I would have missed that moment? My life could have went in a complete different direction, but because the Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, He had me at the right place at the right time, and He woke up something in me that I didn't know was there. I was quiet. I was shy. A lot of people that might see me preach today would think, I can't imagine you ever being shy, but that was me to the core, and that's really what I thought I was. And for many years, that's the demeanor that I exhibited. But I'm going to tell you something. When you have a God moment, and for me, a God moment was when God just kind of pulls back the curtain and He allows you to see something that you would not have normally seen had He not given you that opportunity. And when He did that for me, woke up that gift in me, it was like God said, it's been in you this whole time, but you didn't see it. You didn't recognize it. And really the way it happened for me was God used my bishop, who was Bishop D.D. Jakes, and he was preaching. And one night I was just watching him, and it was like God was saying, Cheryl, I want to use your life to speak to hurting people, to broken people, to needy people. And as a result of that, which was, I'm almost 60 today, so you can see how many years that has been. But I say to somebody that might even be watching us, what is in you that you didn't know was there? Mm-hmm. What gift is in you? What calling is in you? Where if we would just slow down for a minute, we might could hear the still small voice of God. And so that's kind of how the book was born. And it was also born because I feel like a lot of people are trying to discover what's next, what's next, what's next. And if we're not careful, we will be so consumed with looking for what's next that we miss what's now. Mm-hmm. And we actually miss the moments that God has been. And the Bible says clearly, it's only when you're faithful over a few things. Mm-hmm. That I'll make you ruler over me. I came up in the church, so I grew up hearing that message. Be faithful, mm-hmm. Be faithful. I didn't realize that I was faithful in the to keep the nursery as a young girl, that God would ultimately make me a pastor. I had no idea I could do that, but it's when it's about being faithful over those few things that God extends grace to you. To operate in another dimension.
And it's about realizing that we need to be mindful of God in
yes.
our lives. And it's like the phrase, slow down and smell the roses.
Yes.
You know, because I look back and yes, there's been some wonderful big, so to say, big events
yes.
to happen to us. But it's those small ones
yeah.
that bless me so, so much.
Absolutely.
And it's sometimes when it's not good things that you're going through, but God brings good out
yes.
of it if we're watching and listening and yielded to Him.
Absolutely. I call it the long road. I kind of say I came up the long road. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't take anything for that right now because it's the things that I went through. It's the nights that I cried. It was the days that I was confused. It was the days that I needed healing. It was those kind of experiences, the days of grief, losing a mother, losing my sister, and my father. It was all of those things that really make us who we are so that when God does bring us that grand moment, and He does bless you and elevate you and raise you, then you can stay up there because all the way up, you built an infrastructure. A lot of people want to pass A, B, C, and D without understanding that you can't jump to E because if you get up on E, you don't have the infrastructure to stay up there. That's why we see so many people today shoot up overnight and then we don't see them anymore. And that's what I want to say to you all. I commend the fact that it's been years that God has just kept the trajectory of your life. Mm-hmm. And that speaks volumes to this generation. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to see more of.
You tell a story about a $100 bill. You want to share that?
Absolutely. And it's
some people are saying, I've never seen one. I'd like to see one. I'd like to see a lot of it.
Yes, it's those significant moments when God moves in your life until you recognize that it's Him. And we were going through a very rough time. We were in Nashville at the time trying to build a church, and it was very difficult in those days. We had three children, and we were pretty much sacrificing it all for Jesus, you know. And I got sick in my body, and I went to the doctor, and the doctor said I needed a certain surgery, and I didn't have health insurance at the time. So I was just a little down, a little discouraged, and I went home one night, and I laid in my bed, and I was just going through my routine of thanking God for, you know, for His blessing on my life, and all of a sudden, I found myself just kind of exploding on God. And I was like, instead of praying by faith, I was praying more like, okay, God, and, you know, this is what I need. I don't even know if you're going to do it, but I'm going to ask anyway. I almost felt like me and God were not on speaking terms. I don't know if anybody has ever felt that way, but I sure felt that way that night. And yet I just began to talk to Him, and I said, and God, I need work done on my car. I need work done on my body. This is Easter weekend. I got three little girls. I would love to have a new dress to put on them. You know, I was just going off on God. I fell asleep, and I woke up the next morning, and that night I said, God, if I just even had $100, it would help me. But, you know, okay, whatever you decide to do. So I went to sleep that night, woke up the next morning, and I said, now where do I need to go take my car to get it fixed? And I mean, the Lord told me where to go. And I really took it to this place, and I walked over there, and I gave Him my keys. I went and sat down, and I was still kind of a little mad at God. And even though I loved Him with all of my heart, I was still a little frustrated. And God said, Cheryl, go over there to that McDonald's. And I was like, I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry, God. And He said, no, just go over there to that McDonald's. And I went over there, and I got something to drink, and I started to come back, and I was just still fussing. And I got to where I should have turned off to go to get my car. And the Lord said, walk toward the mall, because it was a little repair shop in the mall parking lot. And I said, God, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. The malls don't open on planet Earth until 10 o'clock. And He said, just walk toward the mall. And y'all, I took three steps. And as I took those three steps, I went to put that third step down, and God said, stop. And He said, look down. And I looked down, and under my right foot was that $100 bill that I had just asked God for 12 hours earlier. And I reached down and I grabbed it. I clutched it to my chest, and I ran as hard as I could toward the mall, tears running down my face. And the devil kept telling me all along the way, it ain't real, it's counterfeit, it's play money. I wouldn't even look at it. And when I got to the door of the mall, I opened it up, and I remember my hands were shaking. And I looked at it, and here's the deal. It was as real as any $100 bill that had ever been printed. And it was just exactly what I had asked God for, but it was more than $100 could ever be to me at that moment, because I realized that God knew exactly where I was mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and I was able to do what I needed to do. But now that I look back on that in hindsight, I realize there were so many little steps along the way that I would have never gotten to had I not just slowed down and heard the voice of God. And sometimes some of us are stubborn, and we kind of go through things before God will really, we can really give God our attention. But I learned something from that day, and that was that if I would slow down, that He would help me, that He would hear me, and that He would sustain me. And from that point on, I realized that, God, I need You. I don't just need religion. It's like our nation. Our nation just doesn't need religion. Right now, we need a genuine move of God. That's what I needed in my life that day. And that's what God gave to me. And I've never forgot the importance of it because He knew where I was.
If you were speaking to your church family on Sunday and you're about to see them go out into the fields that could be are white under harvest.
Yes.
What would you suggest they consider as they leave to not miss a special moment?
Yeah, I would tell them, number one, never take a moment for granted because tomorrow isn't promised to any of us. And I would just remind them, as I do every Sunday, as you go out of here, shine, because we are the light of the world. The body of Christ is the light of the world. And we can't hide this light in darkness. We can't hide it up under a bushel. Sometimes we hide it behind our personality or our demeanor. I think I hid it for 32 years because I thought I was shy. But then I realized, listen, this ain't about me. It ain't about my personality. This is about something God has called me to do. And when God has called you to do something that you don't feel like your personality matches up, it causes you to want it and not want it at the same time. And I would just remind people, you've been given life for a moment. You've been given life for a reason. And I don't care what age you are, take advantage of this moment. Listen for the voice of God. Sometimes He'll speak loud. Sometimes He'll speak silently. Sometimes you'll be standing in the grocery store and God will say, pay for somebody's groceries. That's happened to me.
Sure.
And so I know what it's like to be on both ends of that. And so I know how valuable it is to hear God.
I think and by the way, I appreciate, Cheryl, you realizing that, you know, Betty and I both, believe it or not, I was the shyest person you said you'd ever seen.
And oh, no.
Everybody always assumed you were shy, and maybe still are to a point. But, you know, what I think brought us out was just noticing people that might tend to feel unnoticed.
Yeah.
And being the water for that flower, the encouraging word, to just notice and to care. I think if we would allow love to carry us,
yes,
and then love would direct our eyes and our heart, and I believe we begin to touch people with that love by noticing, and you've done that so freely as you've shopped,
yes,
and done things and noticed people, and it's just amazing what happens when we open our eyes and realize every moment could be a God moment.
Yes.
Not just for us.
Right.
But so often for other people. You appreciate Cheryl and her sharing her story and her gift. And God bless the Potter's House in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've now got branches in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And the Potter's House over there that I dedicated, the original. And boy, just praise God. And now in Prisco, thank you for sharing.
Thank you. I
know that our viewers don't overlook what the Lord's looking at.
Yes, absolutely.
And one of the things, I mean, I was really quite thrilled here while we're talking about trafficking and trying to, you know, tell people we need to rescue, that just a while back the president joined with his daughter and signed an incredible bill,
yes,
to fight trafficking and a tremendous amount of support financially from the United States to really battle against this. So I see that as an answer to prayer. What I'd like you to know is that when we showed you the reality of it, we honestly didn't know if our viewers would even want to hear about it, much less know more about it. But you stepped up and said, we want to do something about it. And we showed you how love never fails, even in that area. Thank you. Did you know some friends have stepped up right now because they believe it's so important? And said they will match what you give to set people free from being trafficked, to reach them, to rescue them, to restore them. I want you to listen closely. I mean, you're going to hear someone that is, I think, is a greater blessing as we've ever had, but you're going to hear more than her voice. You're going to hear God's voice through her. Listen closely. Listen to God's heart.
James and Betty, This is the hardest trip that I've been on with life. We have been out in the streets at night, and we've seen these little girls being forced into sex trafficking.
Human trafficking is one of the darkest evils in this world. The depravity it takes to kidnap, to sell, and to rape a child is matched only by the virtue and strength needed to oppose it. Fighting such systemic evil requires a prayerful strategy. Our teams on the ground work alongside local law enforcement to rescue girls who have been trafficked into the sex slave trade by conducting raids and arresting the criminals involved. Survivors of sex trafficking have often spent years in captivity, and their minds and personalities have been altered. To restore these girls, we provide them with shelter and offer them the hope and healing only found in Christ's love. It's been said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
As I watched these kids today, I thought, this actually could be the most important day in their life. This could be the day that they'll learn what human trafficking is all about.
In another part of the world, there's a girl entirely unaware she's about to be kidnapped and sold. But if we can reach her before the predators, we'll save her from a horrific future. Reach, rescue, restore. More than words, this is a fight against hell itself.
God is moving in the darkness and saving lives. Please keep helping us. It's changing the world.
Well, and it's doing it one life at a time, and really one gift at a time. And because there are believers and those who love the Lord like you, and I believe you do, and they realize this is so important that they have been willing to match what you give. Now, let me just share with you the reality. In order to start this process, it takes an average of $128 to reach one. Sometimes we get the ones that have been set free because the law enforcement broke in and set them free. But what do you do with them after they've broken in and set them free from their captors? You have to take them somewhere, and you begin the rescue and restoration process. So it takes the support in order to do that. We're asking you to help us right now reach out and touch the lives of hundreds and hundreds of people who will be set free, who will oftentimes be stopped, as you saw that beautiful girl, that she's a target. Well, the individuals that work on the borders, but just God all over them, and with such compassion and courage, they head them off before the predator gets them. But we're breaking that cycle. When I say we, Betty, it's certainly our prayers and the missionaries we meet, but we, it's you, the viewer. If you would right now help us rescue one from trafficking, $128, if you give that, it'll not rescue one, but two. If you're able to give 64, it'll now be doubled, and we'll rescue one. So we're asking you, please, do what you can. I always encourage, if you're able, if you've been blessed by God where you can do this, $1,280 will rescue 10, but now it's doubled to 20. Would you go get your bank card and very prayerfully just say, God, what do you want me to do? And I believe God will direct you. I believe you want to help, and your gift will be matched. Get your bank card, go online or dial the number, and make the gift God put on your heart. Those who've been set free and are now learning a craft and a trade have made a beautiful bracelet to give to you to say thank you. Also a tote bag that we're putting some beautiful gifts from Life Outreach, spiritual inspiration will be in those bags. And then we have the Mother Strength, a beautiful bronze that we will send to those of you who are able to make a gift of $1,280. Whatever you can do, please, just follow the leadership of God. Would you do it right now, knowing this, what you give will be matched, all because of God's love flowing through you like a healing stream. Thank you for doing it.
Behind the bright lights, there is a darkness where a world of innocence is lost and abuse runs rampant, scarring the souls of children with no one and nowhere to turn for help. With bodies broken and hopes crushed, these young victims are trapped in a never-ending nightmare. Today, you can shine the light of God's love in this dark world to reach, rescue, and restore these young ones to the life God designed for them to live. With a generous $250,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift, we'll send you this beautiful freedom bracelet, handcrafted by survivors of human trafficking who want to say thank you for helping those still trapped. Wear it as a wonderful reminder to pray for the outreach. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Freedom Tote. This quality canvas tote bag is made by trafficked survivors who are now learning a new trade and includes spiritual life resources such as books, devotionals, CDs, or DVDs. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our beautiful new bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, Betty and I, you know, find it difficult to express the gratitude that we feel in our heart and that these precious individuals who are set free have forever. Thank you. If you'd like to have Cheryl's book on how you don't miss the moment God gives you, and you'd say, James, would you send me that book if I help rescue some of these sure. You'd like to have it, we'll be glad to send it to you. Of course, you can get it online or get in the bookstore. But I know Cheryl's going to be putting God's arms around a lot of people in Frisco at the Potter's House, and we just thank God for it. And T.D. Jakes, we love you. What a gift you are.
Absolutely.
To the church and to the world. Would you say thanks to Cheryl for being here and being our guest?
Thank
Cheryl,
God.
Just thank bless
God.
You and all you do.
Thank you
so much for sharing. Thank you for watching life today. Thank you for setting captives free.
No, I'm not Donald Trump. Would you like to meet me? Would you like to meet the real me? Would you? Okay, fine. Good to meet you. I'm George W. Hello!
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.